Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like Fusarium and Rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat seed and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
Relentless droughts have enabled OSU wheat researchers to breed for drought hardiness. The result is Iba, a progeny of Duster marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Iba delivers consistently high grain yield and test weight with excellent grazing tolerance. As you would expect from its name, Iba plays great defense, holding its own against some of the top diseases and stresses in Oklahoma. But Iba also offers farmers high yield potential and grain that millers and bakers prefer. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Cattle futures today under extreme pressure here as we started the week in August. Feeders down $4.22. Briefly touched limit down there, but they're 139.22. The lowest levels since four trading days ago. And then the next support level will be back to where we were at the first part of June, which is in the 134 range in the August feeders. That's where the new contract lows are. Of course, that's another $4 or $5 down, but many more days like today, it doesn't take very long. And September's 432 lower, October's 410 lower. And then the live cattle were lower as well. We were $3 limit down in August live cattle at 109.22. And we're still at a discount now of about $9.80 to where the cash market was on Friday. October live is down $3 as well. They're calling Oklahoma City $2 higher here, but that's from 2 weeks ago. Remember, we skipped last week due to the 4th of July. So from two weeks ago, and the market was a little bit better. The feeder cattle index is 142.92, which is a little bit higher than where the August feeders are, but it's been right in line. Box beef at midday was steady, 26 cents lower on choice at 209.09. Select down 14 cents at 109.14. So the cash market was steady despite the futures loss.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, just exactly how'd those grains end up here this afternoon?
Grain markets today were lower. We had corn 6 cents lower, closed about 5 cents off of the low. December corn was down 6 to 356.5. Soybeans, which were quite strong starting out today, finished in the red. November new crop beans down 1 penny at 10.56¾. And then the wheats in Chicago and Kansas City were about 5 to 6 cents lower. Exports released this morning at 10 a.m. For wheat, we were looking for 400,000 to 600,000. It was 375, so we were within the or below the low end of the range. Corn, we're looking for 1 to 1.3 million, and that number was 1.357, so that was higher than expected. And beans were 374,000, where we were looking for 150 to 350. So corn and beans were higher than expected, and wheat was negative. And tomorrow morning, we got the USDA report at 11 a.m. Wheat estimates are 1.181 billion bushels as the ending stocks. That puts stocks to use as high as 55%. So that's a really large number there on that. That's over 6 months worth of supply. For corn, looking at ending stocks at 2.345. That's a 16.7% stocks to use ratio. So that's been improving over the last couple of years.
Justin, how can folks get more information from you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.